Harbor Beach leading by one with a minute 40 left in the first quarter, 11-10 over Lakers. Six lead changes, three ties thus far in this game. Brady Kirsch, right wing, being guarded by Scholler. Back up to Seaman against Cunningham. Tries to get over to Schelke. This one's tipped. Seaman saves it. Schelke now left wing. Spin move into the lane, puts it up, and this one's in for two. Nice touch from Josh Schelke. He has four. Harbor Beach leading by three, 13-10. Minute 10 left in the first quarter. And Schelke stole the ball, bounced off the ref to keep it in bounds. Schelke grabbed it off the knees of the official, went up for the shot, missed it, and went out of bounds. I didn't know this was hockey.
Darn near play. It just worked almost. It was really something. Well, that's good hustle out of Schelke. Almost came away with 2 points on the deal.
Cody Seaman inbound in for Harbor Beach to Josh Schelke, top of the key. Being guarded by Wisner, 13-10, Harbor Beach by three. Kirsch right wing. Back over to Schelke, left wing. Dribbles all the way down to the baseline. Back out to Kirsch. Seaman right wing against Valentine, Dakota Valentine. Harbor Beach now pushing that ball all the way around. Devin Lemansky for the jump shot after the right block, no good. And rebound, Dakota Valentine.
That was a good possession, even though it didn't result in points for the Pirates. It was good ball control.
40 seconds left in the first quarter. 13-10, Harbor Beach by three over Lakers. Cunningham to Dakota Valentine for three in the corner. Hey-o! Dakota Valentine with five ties it up at 13. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. All square at 13. Cody Seaman more likely going for the last shot here for Harbor Beach. Against Trent Cunningham, top of the key. 5 second count has started on him. He needs some start moving it. And Cunningham retreats. 10 seconds left. Lemansky, right wing to Schelke in the block. Back to Lemansky. Cody Seaman, the right elbow over to Kirsch for three from the left wing. No rebound. Oki puts it up. Can't get that one to fall. We've reached the end of the first quarter. All square at 13 apiece. Lakers in Harbor Beach. After the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. The 2014s are almost all gone, but hurry in while we still have a few left. Take home a new 2014 Ford Escape Titanium with heated seats and park assist package for only $26,987. Or drive out with a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, 9-speed automatic, backup camera, and more for only $23,987. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
On to the second quarter, Lakers will start with the possession. Trent Cunningham inbounded directly in front of her, set into Dakota Valentine. 7:58 left in the second quarter. 13-13, Lakers in Harbor Beach. Tied up. Six lead changes and four ties in that first quarter alone. Dakota Valentine, top of the key, now into Cunningham's hands. To Brennan Wisner, cutting Dakota Valentine at the left block. Cunningham takes the jump shot. This one's air ball, rebound, Seth Bowles. That one's no good, and brought in by Brady Kirsch. Cody Seaman was at the right block, trying to pass over to Dalton Oki. And we have a foul against Dakota Valentine. It's going to be a block. Initially, it was called two shots. That was not in the act of shooting at all, so now it'll be foul on the floor. Dakota Valentine's first foul, third team foul for the Lakers. Seaman inbounding this. Into the corner to Kirsch for three. It's up. It's no good. Rebound, Brendan Wisner. Here come Lakers. Brendan Wisner goes coast to coast with it. And he finds the bottom of the basket. He has 10 points, and Lakers back on top, 15-13. 7 minutes, 18 seconds left in this first half. This ball, Brady Kirsch tried to feed it to Devin Lemansky. Goes out of bounds. Laker ball. And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. It's a 30-second timeout on the WLEW Sports Network, 15-13 Lakers.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Out of the 30-second timeout from Harbor Beach, Lakers with the ball. It's leading 15-13. 7 minutes remain in the first half. Cunningham with the right wing, being guarded by Seaman, up to the top two to Keegan Valentine for three. He got it. Keegan Valentine with three, and it's now a five-point lead for Lakers. 18-13. Cody Seaman, top of the key, being guarded by Seth Bowles. 2-3 zone from the Lakers. Harbor Beach taking their time, surveying the defense. Trying to get Josh Schelke in work at the post. Cody Seaman, top of the key. To Kirsch, left wing, into Oki in the post. Skip pass Lemanski up top to Seaman at the free throw line. Back to Lemanski. Schelke now into the right corner. Lemanski, left wing to Kirsch. Kirsch pops the three, in and out, no good. Cunningham with the rebound.
Lakers is daring Kirsch to go ahead and take that shot, and he can make it.
Brennan Wisner, top of the key, being guarded by Lemanski. Lakers has had success from the three line. They have three threes so far. Cunningham, top of the key, dribbling to the elbow, feeds it off to Seth Bowles at the left wing. Brennan Wisner in the corner, now to the wing, slows it up and resets the offense.
Right now, Lakers is controlling the tempo of this ball game.
Screen from Dakota Valentine, and Wisner pops a three, no good, rebound Schelke. Schelke in transition goes up for the layup and in for 2 points. He has six, and we have a full timeout called by Jeremy Majeski. It's Lakers by three, 18-15.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Full court pressure coming from Harbor Beach. Lakers inbounds it to Dakota Valentine. Crowd wanted to travel. I could have supported that case. 15-18. Harbor Beach trails by three to Lakers. Keegan Valentine of the right wing to Brennan Wisner. Top of the key to Cunningham. And now we have a moving screen offensive foul against.
Gotta be on Valentine.
Dakota Valentine with the foul. That's his second foul. And Lakers fourth. Team fouls are all square as well at four apiece. Jim Stork replaces Dakota Valentine. And token pressure from Brennan Wisner. Josh Schelke will be bringing up the ball now for Harbor Beach. They had him off ball in that first quarter. Brady Kirsch feeds it into Jason Gaffke, gets the pass, but then over top comes Keegan Valentine, pushing him down to the ground, and it'll be a foul against Keegan Valentine. And the fifth team foul for the Lakers.
Lakers is playing a box and one on Schelke right now.
First foul for Keegan Valentine. Cody Seaman inbounded it for Harvard.